Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avimara Nimi Morasi Sheyichyu and Levi Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel. It says in the Torah, Ki Yafli Lindor Neder Lahazir Neder Lindor Neder Nazir Lahazir Lashem. And in the Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Nazir, it says that if a person has kavana to become a Nazir, even if he uses a lashon of pas, that he's not going to eat bread. He says, if I mention pas, that I'm not going to eat bread, I should be a nazir. And then he says, pas, I'm not going to eat bread. So he becomes a nazir. And if he doesn't have kavanah to become a nazir, then even if he's melting his ears, mepiv, he's not a nazir. So in the Heilige Sefer Karen Or, at the beginning of Masechas Nazir, he asks in the Yerushalmi, how can you say if a person says, hey, pas, he's a nazir, we require a dibur ben naziris. So what does this kavanah salev help us? All right, he has kavanah salev to be a nazir. But we require proper dibur ben naziris. You have to have proper speech. Now in the Yerushalmi there's a Yalfusa for Kinuyei Nedarim, and there's another Yalfusa for Kinuyei Nezirus, Kinuyei Shuas, different Lashonos of Nedarim, Nezirus, and Shuas that even they work, not the classical Lashonos. In the Bavli, we don't have different Pesukim, we learn one from the other. The Ramban and the Ritva at the beginning of Nedarim, their Girs in the Yerushalmi is that it's referring to Yados. We have different Pesukim, not for Kinuyim, but for Yados. So Shaila is, why do we require different Pesukim for Yados Nedarim and Yados Nezirus? Why can't we just learn one from the other? But no, you need psukim for yadus nedarim, and you have psukim for yadus nezirus. So we're going to go in the derech of Agon Rabbi Yaakov David Ilan Shlita. In the Rambam, in the first parak of Nezirus, halacha hei, halacha vav, he writes, Ein omer b'nezirus at shiotzi b'svasav davar mashvoi tzol kol ha'am ke'inyin shebeliba, elakeben shegamra b'liba b'holtzi b'svasav davarim shenyanam shiyan nazir, af b'shen yanus rechokos, v'af b'shen mashman lashen nezirus harehu nazir. So he says that when, in order to become a nazir, you don't have to verbalize something that most people understand to be what's in your heart, this inyan of nazirus. But rather, if a person has in his heart, it makes a decision. Gomar b'liba, Rambam says, and he's motzi b'sfas of something that relates, even in a remote way, to nazirus, then he's a nazir. And he gives an example that a nazir is walking by, and he says, hey, yeah, and he has in his heart to be a nazir. So in such a case, he becomes a nazir. I will be just like this guy. He holds on to his hair, and he says, I'm going to be beautiful, I'm going to play around with my hair, I'll be misalsil. So this person's a nazir, provided again that he's gomer b'libo lahazir. So this is the inyan of yados of nazirus. Now, this arichos of the Rambam, ein omrim, we don't say b'nazirus anche yotzi, b'svasav davrim shemashmoy tzokola am, ke'inyan shevelibo, etc., what we read out and explained. So this arichos, the Rambam doesn't have linyan yados nedarim, only linyan yados nezirus. So what does it mean between nedarim and nezirus? And also the Rambam writes, at sheyigmor b'libo, what's this emphasis on at sheyigmor b'libo? V'hu, Rambam concludes there, v'hu sheyigmor b'libo lahazir. So what's the emphasis on sheyigmor b'libo lahazir? Rambam says the same thing in his Parash Mishnayos Benazir. Why is it enough just to say? He said it. He said he's going to, something that has a nazir walking by, he says, hey, yeah, let him be a nazir. In Hilchos Nedarim, in Perak Aleph, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says that if a person uses a yad of Nedarim, and then he eats a kezayis from the person who he said, mudar ani mimcha, he uses a lashon yados, a partial lashon of nezirus. If he uses of neder, and then he eats a kezayis belonging to this person, he gets malchus al tzbal yachol dvoro. So pashut, what's the chiddush of the Rambam? It's also interesting that by yados nezirus, by a partial lashon of nezirus, the Rambam shteit nishta zoi, shteit nishta loike. So this din of yados, there's a machlokus rishonim, what's pshat in yados, a partial lashon? Why does it work? Does it work because gamrina dibur mahani mitaraz dibur, because we finish what he said and it's effective mitaraz dibur, like the Rosh says at the beginning of Nedarim? In other words, we can consider it a complete dibur, or no, it's not considered a dibur shalem, but it's effective b'tzeiruv kavanas libo. It's effective because we're mitzarif it to what's in his heart. In other words, it's not a dibur shalem, but we connect it to his heart, and then this way it becomes a dibur shalem. This way it becomes a, it's mechayiv him, but not pshat that it's a dibur shalem. Only according to the first way, the Rosh holds the Dibur Shalim. The Rashba has two Terutzim, Kedushin and Amid Beis, and those two Terutzim are telling these two Havanas of Yados, how Yados works, what are the mechanics of Yados. So the Nafkamina would be, possibly, that the Ritva says in Shavuos Chavav, that if a person's Makdish b'machshav or Mafrish Litztaka, there's no Baal to Acher. Why is there no Baal to Acher? Because we require Dibur. Since we require Dibur, and he was only Makdish b'machshav and Mafrish Litztaka b'machshav, there's no Isser of bringing it after the three regalim. There's no Isser Baal to Acher, because for Baal to Acher, the Arav Havan had Dibur. In Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, Yitzchak Shmelkutz, in the second volume, in Yeridei Ya'ain Vav, he writes that Makdish b'machshav, there's no lav of Baal Yachil, Dvaro. There's no lav of Baal Yachil if you're only Makdish b'machshava. Because it's not Dvaro, it's not a Dibur. So the fees of the Nafkamina would be that if the Din Yados is effective, Mitzad Machshavto, there's no Baal Yachil, there's no Baal Tacher, because it's effective Mitzad Machshavto. It's effective Mitzad Machshavto. So in such a case, there's no longer Baal Yachil. There's no longer Baal Tacher, because it's effective mitzad machshavta. If we hold according to that, would be the nafkamina. If you hold that it is a dibur, then if you hold that it's effective mitzad machshava, because it's not a dibur, it's not a proper dibur, then there's no Baal Yachel. But if you hold that it is a proper dibur, we finish off his dibur, and it's a half a dibur, if it's a yad of a dibur, we finish off the dibur, then there would be Baal Yachel. So now we can say that this is the difference between Yados bin Adarim and Yados bin Aziris. That linyan Adarim, we require a dibur. And midin Yados, it's considered a dibur shalim. But bin Aziris, it would appear that since it doesn't say in the Torah Lashon dibur, it only says a Lashon of a flaw, there we don't require a chalais dibur. So only by nidarim we require a proper chalais dibur, like the Rosh says, that it's a complete dibur, we finish off the dibur. But rather by nizirus we say we don't require a chalais dibur b'machshava b'leiv, that together with a half a dibur is going to be enough. So it's if it's tam machshavas halev is nishginuk, it's not enough, because that's not considered a hafla. Hafla has to be some sort of dibur, the connection between the Ruchni and the Gashmi, like the Rama talks about at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. So there has to be some type of dibur, but it doesn't have to be a proper dibur. The Lashon Torah doesn't use a lashon of dibur. So it's enough to have a half a dibur, that's enough for the yafli together with machsheves halev. So when it comes to nidarim, we need a proper dibur. So we take his yad of a dibur, we make it into a complete dibur. And when it comes to nizirus, we don't need a complete dibur, we don't need a proper dibur b'chlal. So we don't, it's not chal mitzad dibur, it's chal mitzad half a dibur together with kavanas halev. So now we understand what the Rambam writes, that ein omrim b'nezirus ad sheyotzi b'sfas of davar meshvoitzo kol adam kinyan shebelibo. We don't say b'nezirus that you have to say something that everybody understands, that you mean what you're thinking in your heart, that you're going to be a nazir. But the Rambam only writes that b'nezirus, but not b'nedarim. And the Rambam fear dois, the Rambam finishes off over there, avahu shigmar b'libo lahazir. You have to have a gemiras das, gomer b'liboy, to be a nazir. Why? Because nazirus is effective mitzad gemiras libo. That's the assault of nazirus. It's effective mitzad gemiras leg, gemiras halev, that he decided in his heart. And according to this, we can say that it's true. Dafka biyados nedarim, a person's over b'bal yachel, like the Rambam says. By Yados Nidarim, and the Rambam paskins it in Perak Aleph Halacha Gimel of Nidarim, by Yados Nidarim, he's over and Baal Yachel. But that's Dafka Nidarim. The Rambam Mashmiya Hishmiya Lano Dafka Bukhos Nidarim. Because by Naziris, by Yados, you're not over in Baal Yachel. It's not considered Dibura. And yet, Miken Farshtein Zeir Gidvul Zokti Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Oimer Pas, he's considered a Nazir, because Gabay Legabay Nedarim Bevadai. In such an instance, it's garnished because we require a Dibur. But Benazirus, where the Chalois is Ayide Zeshagomra Belibo Lohazir, he decided in his heart, if so, Gamba Oimer Hei Pas, since he's Gomar Belibo Lohazir, he's considered a Nazir. By pass, since when he says hey pass, and not that he's not going to eat bread, so that's enough. He was gomer b'libo, so he said something, and he had a gemara gemiras das b'lev. That's the ikur. And now we also understand why in the Yerushalmi we need tzvai bazundari yalfusas, two different yalfusas for kinuyei nedarim and kinuyei nezirus, or yados nedarim, yados nezirus, because they're two different categories. Because by nedarim, it's effective midin dibur. That's how it works. And by nezirus, it's effective mitzad gemiras libo. So these are two different categories. And it's mefurish like this in the Chinuch and Shinayin Beis. And this emerges from the Tosas Rid at the beginning of Nazir on Beis Amid Beis, who says in the Gemara that if somebody says a hey, he becomes a Nazir. It's talking there about if a Nazir is over Lefanov. And the Gemara says maybe Lepotro mi Karbanosav Kamar, maybe he wants to pater this person from his Karbanos, but he doesn't mean to be a Nazir. And then the Gemara says, the Kamar Belibo, he's saying it in his heart, that even in his heart he says he wants to be a Nazir. So the Tosas Rid writes, Perish v'afagav da omar belibi haya, dafkim haya nazir over lefanav. Even though he says belibi, there has to be a nazir passing by before him. Diyesh maisa hamochiach, avalim ein nazir over lefanav, dvarim shebelei veinam dvarim. So if there's no nazir passing before him, we say dvarim shebelei veinam dvarim. So it's mashma that when there is a nazir that is over lefanav, we say dvarim shebelei v'havei dvarim. And that's what he says, Vayter, v'kach kosev perk mishemeis, techadika maisa mochiach, aminim dvarim shebelei v'dvarim. That if it's a maisa that's mochich, somebody's walking before him, we say dvarim shebelev or dvarim. And if there's no maisa mochich, we say ein and dvarim. So you see from the Tosas Rid that benazir over lefanav, it's mahani, it's effective midin, dvarim shebelev. And memela, that is how it is chal, unlike nezirus, which is chal, nedarim, which is chal, but tairaz dibor, but nezirus is chal, mitzad, dvarim shebelev. Beautiful, but seir of some type of hafla. Okay, Givaldic, we obviously can be marich in this topic a lot, and we hope to get to come back to it. And we should be zelcha taka l'lmod l'lamed l'shmor v'la'asot v'l'kayim et kol divrei tamut torato be'ahava. Amen v'yamen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.